Several hundred people gathered in downtown Toledo this past Saturday, December 10th, to protest a neo-Nazi rally. 63 members of white supremacist groups, including the World Church of the Creator, the Ku Klux Klan, and the National Socialist Movement, which is commonly known as America's Nazi Party, held a rally on the steps of Toledo's Government Center building. They waved flags and spewed bigoted propaganda for nearly 2 hours, separated from counter-protesters by about 200 feet and two lines of police in full riot gear. Toledo residents, along with protesters from as far away as Virginia and Texas, braved the freezing temperatures and police intimidation to act as a visible anti-fascist presence.
Okay, I came down here to protest because what they're doing is not right. Don't sit up here and hurt innocent people just because of the color of their skin or whether or not they sleep with another guy or not. When you're talking about another genocide, you're talking about murdering my future children, my future grandchildren, and I'm not going to let that happen.
Yo, we want to stop fascism where it's at now. We don't want to give them a chance to grow. Like, obviously, their program is the mass murder of black and other minority people, and, like, we just can't accept that.
The National Socialist Movement and other white supremacist groups often hold rallies in downtown urban locations as a way of targeting communities of color, communities that are often made up of working class and poor people. The membership of these white supremacist groups is also largely comprised of working class people, often from rural areas. Economic frustrations play a role in the rhetoric of these groups, as they often scapegoat Americans of color and immigrant populations for the economic problems of working class whites.
If I look at them, I don't think any of them have any wealth or anything. I mean, they're just probably as poor or even poorer than most of us on this side. So why don't they just stop trying to, like, make some sort of pseudoscience that makes them believe that they're better, superior because of their race, when in reality, we're all the same. They're nothing better than us. You know, we're both being, you know, savagely destroyed by other groups or whatever, and we're just wasting energy being here. I can't tell who's rich or who's poor, but I have a good idea. And, you know, just from the people that came on this side, they look poor as fuck. So I'm saying, I don't know where they're going back, but chances are they're not going to go back to, like, a nice mansion or some sort of nice home. You know, they're just going to go back to some trailer home or whatever, you know, trying to make believe that they're better, superior because of their race.
This is a show. They got 700 police officers. I just found out this cost $500,000. It's so many hungry people in Toledo and homeless people. And this money could have been used so differently than to put on a hate show.
This is not the first time that the National Socialist Movement has come to Toledo. In mid-October of this year, the neo-Nazi group attempted to hold a march through a black neighborhood in Toledo's North End. Over 700 community members took to the streets to shut down the racist demonstration and to defend their neighborhood, forcing the neo-Nazis to abort their march. The situation escalated into what some called a riot and others called a rebellion after police fired tear gas into the crowd of local protesters. The events received international attention.
Boy, they make a march down here all they want. Just don't come back to that out Stickney area. Just don't come to the hood.
Talking about hurting our families, Ben.
I don't care about nobody but my family. Long as they don't come out, you see the turnout when they came out Stickney. Before they even got to talk, they was getting bricked and egged and all of that shit.
Shut it down. Protest. 10 minutes. They didn't even get 10 minutes.
We got our hood covered. We cover our own hood.
We exactly. Need no police
we
out there.
We don't need no police. We anti-police, anti-not. We anti-everything but ourselves.
The violence that occurred during the neo-Nazis' October visit prompted a Toledo group to invite the Michigan Peace Team to Saturday's event.
Well, the Peace Team is supposed to be here to help reduce violence or prevent violence from happening. We heard that people were pepper sprayed and even tasered. And again, we have no explanation from the police as to what they're doing. They threatened to arrest us because we were trying to de-escalate violence into the crowd. And actually, they had stated earlier that they did not want us here.
There were several incidents of police brutality toward anti-fascist demonstrators. Officers used tasers on several nonviolent protesters, including a member of the Michigan Peace Team. 18-year-old Elizabeth O'Brien, who was arrested for disorderly conduct, says she was repeatedly shocked with a taser by police. She told a judge that she has 35 welts on her left thigh as a result. However, in a press conference following the rally, Police Chief Mike Navarre claimed that the police did not use tasers at all during the demonstration.
We're not sure. It appears that for no apparent reason, the cops jumped into the crowd and arrested someone.
On horses.
On horses.
They cut through the
crowd. Yeah, they hit me in the eye. That's
police brutality. We know the truth about the Nazis. This is what they are, the police. The Nazis is the police.
The police presence is sickening, and it shows you that there's no way that they could be talking about bringing democracy into Iraq. I mean, they arrested people who are protesting mass murderers and terrorists. This is outrageous, and it shows the whole kind of war on terror to be, fictitious and, just a sham.
The Toledo Police Department arrested at least 25 anti-fascist demonstrators, as well as three members of the press. When the neo-Nazis began speaking, the crowd could be heard chanting, "Nazi scum has got to go." By the end of the demonstration, the crowd had a new chant.
Cops and Nazis, let's go! Cops and Nazis, let's go!
From Toledo, I'm Megan Williamson for Black Box Radio.